Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. In our podcast today, we're going to discuss scandals, the scandals that seem to beset the Obama administration, seemingly all at once, but really coming one after another. Some of the thoughts and ideas and attitudes that bring these things about. The idea to do this came to me after I read a letter, an open letter, from a man named Russ Vaughn, who describes himself as an old infantry sergeant from that long ago Vietnam War. And in Mr. Vaughn's letter, he is primarily discussing the attitude of veterans toward the release of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. He quotes a young veteran working as a contractor with the same Army division from which Bo Bergdahl deserted. The troops know the truth, Mr. Vaughn says. The man is a deserter, a traitor, and a collaborator with the enemy forces. In our troops' eyes, he is not deserving of the red carpet, brass band, and ticker tape reception our clueless administration had planned as a political triumph and photo op for our anointed leader. Then he quotes the young veteran, quote, "When a soldier deserts his post, when he writes that he is ashamed to be an American, when he gives the enemy secrets, and he did, he is no longer one of us. He is a traitor. He is not a brother in arms. Soldiers risk their lives for each other every day on the battlefield. There is a trust and respect they have for each other. For Bo Bergdahl to break that trust and the Secretary of Defense to announce a hero's welcome instead of a court-martial is a huge letdown. He isn't one of their own. He is one of them. He is the enemy. That's not something to celebrate." End quote. Well, Mr. Vaughn points out how demoralizing this is for our forces and energizing for the enemy. And he points out that the ship of state is a ship of fools. The title of this letter is "White House Values Treason More Than Honor." Treason more than honor, he says. Well, that is the question I thought we would discuss today. Why would these things be? Why do they do it? And how did it get this way? There are many other scandals, of course, that reflect the same attitude. The VA scandal, which involves letting veterans die, then changing their records, ordering officials to lie about it. While the investigation was ongoing, the IRS scandal with its destroyed hard drives and officials lying to Congress and all of us right in our faces on television, and especially the tens of thousands of illegal migrants crossing our border every single day, spreading tropical diseases throughout the country and so forth. This is a page from Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. Honor. Treason more than honor, the man says. Well, Mr. Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, of which President Obama was, and I suppose is, a follower, taught that there were no such things as honor and such foolish ideas. He thought that a society must be changed by what amounts to creative destruction of its systems. The resentment and latent hostility of the people, he said, must be rubbed raw and brought to the surface. One who follows Alinsky's theories knows that all values are relative. There is no such thing as absolute truth, and what truth there might be remains relative and changing. Whatever it takes to bring about the destruction of society's value system is acceptable and necessary. What we have held dear for so many years, values like honor, truth, respect for history, tradition, and especially Christian civilization, must be torn down and destroyed. That is why every scandal is papered over with lies. When assisted by the media, many believe the lies, and regardless, through the lies, society will be destroyed and a new society brought to be, one without all the old values. That is why when the White House values treason more than honor, it is only to be expected. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.